What's happening, people? Thank you for being here with us today. I got a very special guest for y'all in a second, but as you know, I like starting this off with a little bit of music. We got the one, the only D-Boy Santana with us today, and he's releasing his newest album, bro, and we're going to start this off with, like, his newest sing, like, one of his newest songs off this EP. This is called, Looking At Me Now. And it's not going to sound as good on this podcast as it will on any of those streaming platforms. So support D-Boy Santana. Go check it out.
Now.
Yeah. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, okay, this, where you at?
It's out, by the way. It's out, by the way.
Is it something that you went for? Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window. Make them copy like tenfold. I don't need no help, no, I'm shining like a disco. Try to tell them it's the big league. Still with the same niggas, riding since a 10 speed. Real talk, about to double up, running up. Looking at me now, look 100 up. Looking at me now, gotta live it up. Cruising through your favorite city town, smoking double dust. Double cup, sipping on a Henny, cause I need a gut. Eat it up, say I taste good, she can't get enough. Really drive that girl crazy, put the blinker on. I got my Glock 20 here, I can't leave it home. Nigga got his shit took, made a grievance song. Yeah, they call me for that pressure when I speak a phone. Remember when I said I'm next, I won't need a loan. And if my baby mama hear that, she gon' want a loan. Heard a nigga talking like me, I don't need a clone. Every month I'm in a hunt, I'm in a different zone. Is it something that you went for? Every 20 seconds got me peeping on my window. Make them copy like tenfold. I don't need no help, no, I'm shining like a disco. Try to tell them it's the big league. Still with the same niggas, riding since a 10 speed. Real talk, about to double up, run it up. Looking at me now, look 100 up. Looking at me now, I done overcame. Know the game, laughing at these jokers like it's Novocaine. Got some niggas double cupping like it's purple rain. They put some gold on your head like it's Notre Dame. If you think a nigga bluffing like a window pane, know a nigga up to something, they gon' feel my pain. Had to stay away from mutts, I'm a pit man. Ain't no talking all that tough when you miss, man. Real shit, my last word, your mixtape. As long as family, my mama money, my shit straight. Now I'm seeing there's no problems, it's just hate. Now I'm getting colossal bags, nigga, just wait. Is it something that you went for? Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window. Make them copy like tenfold. I don't need no help, I'm shining like a disco. Try to tell them it's the big league. Still with the same niggas, riding since a 10 speed. Real talk, about to double up, run it up. Looking at me now, look 100 up.
What's up? That was awesome, dude.
Yes, sir.
That was cool. So, no. We're saving Huff for maybe the end. maybe we'll play out on that. D-Boy, dude, it's so good to see you, bro. Thank you for coming.
Yes, sir.
Excited to talk about stuff, bro. Last time I saw you, it was episode 69. We had your boy Boonie Star on here with us, and I went to high school with him. It was the first time I met you, bro. And such a cool dude and such a cool story, man. So there's been a lot going on. First off, we're at the top of the hour when we got everybody's attention. I want you to let them know where they can find you, what platforms, where you want them to go, and all of your news and updates and shows.
Hell yeah. So you can find my music on YouTube, Apple Music, Spotify, SoundCloud. It's on all platforms. E-Boy Santana, D-E-E-B-O-Y, same family. And I'm working on my tape, my mixtape, Look at Me Now. And I just released two singles, and Looking at Me Now. And those are going crazy right now on YouTube. I wouldn't say crazy, but they doing good.
I mean, when did you drop them?
I dropped on Memorial Day, May 30th.
Dude, so they've been out for 2 days and they're already both like over 100 views?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
For us, you know, coming from the bottom and trying to get to the top, guys, that's a big deal, man. I'm proud of you, bro.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
And you know what I mean? Also, I want to say shout out to you. I didn't see the album art of your first one, the Rebirth EP.
Uh-huh.
I love the album art on that. That is so cool. Same for the newest one, man. And everybody, make sure you're going and checking out his latest mixtape.
Sure. The EP cover, my girl, she actually made me that one. She really liked the EP. I was like, you might as well make me a cover, and she took care of it.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Your girl did? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure, yeah.
Heck yeah.
And then this new one, I did a photo shoot in December 2021 with my boy Sean. He got my Fifth Digit Photo. We did a photo shoot, and I used one of the pictures for this new tape. And I really like the photo shoot that we had. I think those pictures are fire. For sure.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm sure you've had a couple of other photo shoots too. Isn't it so different to do with like a pro? Like, I have a bunch of friends who do amateur photography who like to do, like, come and take band photos for us on the cheap end just to get more experience, put it in their portfolios, whatever. But when you get somebody who that's their, like, bread and butter, it's a different experience. Am I right?
Yeah, because it's pretty much like, it's the same with a musician, you know what I'm saying? You display the work, you want people to see your best work. You know what I'm saying? So it's all about your craft and perfecting it for real.
Yeah, and acting the part when you're dealing with new people too. Just
coming
off as a professional all the way through, you know?
For sure.
All good tips y'all should be taking away, man. We could be doing tips right now for y'all, but this man's a genius.
Yeah.
Dude, so last time I saw you again, we were in St. Louis. How'd you get to Arizona?
I came out here in April of 2021. I came out here to visit, and I was kicking it with a girl that I met. We got cool, and we started living together. We got together, and yeah, we started, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm with you. No judgment, bro. No judgment.
Bullshit.
Bro, I'm married and living with my wife in St. Louis. It's what it is. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And most people think musicians, they're going to be the single life, pulling all the pussy off the street, whatever. You know what I mean? And
for real, honestly, when you're with somebody, you realize that, like, that one person with them holding you down, them being loyal to you, like, all that other shit, it really don't compare to it. Like, it's irreplaceable, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly, dude. And my partner in crime, Kelly, she's the bassist and singer in both of my other bands, too. I got a rock That's band cool. going right now and a jazz band. She's bass on both and half the singer in the rock band. So, honestly, without her, man, the drive to make music isn't quite there, right? You know what I mean? So... Yeah, it works out.
For sure.
So glad to hear that it's working out. You're finding, like, what's the music scene like in Arizona?
Honestly, the scene is kind of like, it's still that West Coast sound, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's still artists out here that don't have it, and it's kind of hard to explain, because what I'm basically trying to do, I'm trying to, like, bring my sound out here to kind of, like, not necessarily change the sound, but, like...
Get your sound mixing in there, you know, and be influenced by it at the same time.
Yeah, for sure. Because I noticed even, like, the little things that I do, like, it's so much, bro, from the hair to the way I dress. You know, it's like, I can tell, like, the way people look at me and stuff. It's not really you know what I'm saying? It's not a weird look. It's kind of like, where he come from, you know what I'm saying? He not from here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And, like, I like it, man. It's just shit. It be hot as fuck, boy. It be hot, man. Like, last summer, bro, it literally was about 120 for, like, five. Not 5 days. I'm tripping. It was probably 120 for, like, man, 2 weeks plus, bro. No count. Like, back to back to where it's like, damn, man, I don't want to go outside. Like,
yeah.
So don't know. I just been thinking about this summer. I'm like, man, shit.
Hey, that's what's up with summer. It's the couple months to go on tour, bro. If there was ever a time to go on tour, my man.
Summer months, and that's what I'm thinking about this summer, because it's venues that I've been hitting up and stuff that I want to, like, actually do with shows and shit. I was even thinking about open mics and shit like that out here. And my boy, my engineer, August 1st, he been getting me hip on a lot of shit. And, like, you know, he just been staring me the right way.
That's sweet, man. Gosh, I had a question for you, and it just slipped out of my head, too. No, dude, that's when you get out of there. It's funny that we, like, set up this guest episode when we did, because I literally just got back from Arizona on Saturday.
Damn.
I went out. Where are you living right now? That's what I wanted to ask.
Living in Glendale, Arizona.
Glendale. What's the biggest, like, how close is it to the biggest city nearby?
It's for real. All of this is famous. Glendale is kind of like a sub city, like maybe how in St. Louis there's a Hazelwood or
one of the adjacent little sub counties or whatever. So it's like a sub county of Phoenix or Flagstaff or
it's a sub county of Phoenix.
Okay, cool.
Hell yeah.
I was just staying in Williams, Arizona we got like a little Airbnb for 3 days and went and drove up and saw the Grand Canyon, hiked around with the whole family and brought my wife out. It was a good time.
It's mountains probably like 10 minutes from where I live, so it's dope. It's real dope. I haven't honestly been hiking or nothing yet, because, you know, I've been so hot, but well, I take that back. The last time I went hiking was probably in like February. We got a park out here called Papago. They got like a hole in the rock, and you can climb up it and look out the rock and shit.
Yeah. No, it's beautiful country out there, man. I was super impressed. I mean, you can't go to the Grand Canyon and not be like impressed or whatever. It's just fucking tremendous. But we did. What was cool, man, is that we went through Colorado, and before I even went out there, I was like, "Hey guys, it's recreational out there. I might be like, And my parents were like, "Cool, whatever." So the whole family was coming out, hanging with me on the porch. We were playing card games, having a grand old time, man. When we weren't up there, we also on our way out, we went like 2 hours over to close to Winslow, Arizona.
Yeah.
And we stayed at the state park out there. It's called Hamalavi State Park. And we like camped. Yeah, and that was insane.
That's about like two and a half from Phoenix. About two and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know where that's at.
Yeah, it was insane because we were like camping and overnight. I'm sorry, we'll get more into interview stuff because I got more to ask you, bro. But like while we were desert camping, I'm like, again, recreational. So I'm a little going, having a good time. And there's wild ass that are in the, like, field adjacent to where we're camping. And as we're trying to go to sleep, like, a whole pack of coyotes go and fucking try to, like, go after these goddamn wild ass. And you just hear a fight for, like, hours. It was, like, no sleep and had to drive 12 hours the next day.
As long as we mess with the mountains, man, I don't mess with snakes, spiders, none of that. So I don't be, man.
No, fuck no. Yeah, I saw a scorpion. I was like, I need to get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
But okay, man. So we got on the stuff you just released Memorial Day, is it just the two songs?
Those are basically singles for my mixtape, Look At Me Now.
Okay, and that's still, and when's that coming out, buddy?
Honestly, bro, I don't want to put a date on it, but I'm not going to put a date on it.
Okay, no, that's cool. I understand. I've been there before.
So, because honestly, this tape, I want to kind of expand my sound, show how versatile I really am. You know, like, I feel like over all these years, like, It's times where I feel like, man, I wish I could have went a little harder on that song, or I wish I would have did this on that song. But at the same time, it's kind of like just having fun with it. You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah, and it's recording a moment in time, showing where you were, dude. I always, as a guitarist, bro, I'm the worst at that. I can't record anything and be happy with it. I listen back to it. I'm like, fuck, I could have gone harder. So you got to just enjoy it. Go as hard as you can every time you record. That's what you learn. You know what I mean? There's never, when there's a microphone in front of you, go hard. You know what I mean?
So.
Dude, real quick, Savage, I always do a segment to start off. It's called Savage of the Week. Shout out to you. You're Savage of the Week, D-Boy Santana.
Okay. Thank you.
And a small shout out to my friend Booney Stark, because, man, I love that guy too. How is he? Have you heard from him in a while?
Yeah. That's big bro. He's doing straight. You know what I'm saying?
Sweet.
He good. He was just out here for my birthday. He was out here from the
happy birthday to you, bro.
17th to the 24th, basically a week. You know.
Sweet.
Yeah. That was cool. It was definitely, because it'd be hard. You know what I'm saying? Not having my family out here, but you know what I'm saying. I know it's a bigger purpose. I know at the end of the day, like. For instance, when my mom came out here, she ain't never been to the West Coast. So when she came out here, she was just like, man, now I see why, you know what I'm saying? I want to start traveling more. And, you know, that's what I do it for, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's more.
Dude, you are not so close, but you're close to L.A. I mean, it's probably like, what, maybe 600 to 800 miles. I mean, 400 to 600 miles, right?
Yeah, 4 hours.
Bro, that ain't shit.
It ain't. It's like driving to Memphis or Chicago from St. Louis. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we surrounded, like, it's several states. You know what I'm saying? You got the whole California, it's Utah.
You got Vegas right there too.
Vegas. I've been to Vegas so many times, bro. That mother kind of burnt out to me now. I ain't gonna lie. Like, for real. But it's for sure, West Coast is cool. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
But I just like traveling in general. So, yeah, it go hand in hand. That shit, even since being out here, I've been so many damn places, just on the humble and shit. But
you kind of, as a musician, dude, you kind of got to get used to traveling, right? Am I right? It's something you
I think that's also why I love it so much. It's kind of like, shit, I got to get used to it. Like, shit.
Exactly. Exactly. Hell when I do those long, I'll do a 20-hour trip every once in a while, like, again, going to Williams or whatever. And I'm just like, this is all prep. It's all preparation, man. And I'm like, hopefully this is worse than if I had, like, a big-ass van with buddies to, you know, a band to help me drive it, or a bus with somebody driving it, right?
Right. Speaking of that, man, I drove fucking, it was probably about 25 hours driving out here, because, I stopped in New Mexico on the way. No, I stopped in San Antonio, and then I stopped in New Mexico, and then came here. That was about 25 hours.
That's a long way.
So, the last few times that I went to go visit St. Louis, I've been catching flights.
That'll make you get over your fear of flights real quick. I got a fear of flights out the wazoo, but, you know, when you put money down on a flight, all of a sudden that fear goes away and you don't want to cancel that flight.
For real. For real.
Shit, man. So I'm so glad you're doing well and you're releasing shit. Are you thinking about making any physical copies, like making actual CDs with album covers and stuff for this one?
You know what? I was honestly thinking about that. I was even thinking about getting the little cards with my QR code and shit on it. I definitely want it to be, because, you know, everybody on that Apple Music and Spotify and
everybody
all that shit.
Does that,
you know,
and
what
it's
I'm saying?
Good. It's not bad. And you got to do it. It's just part of how the music industry is evolving right now, right? The streaming platforms are the biggest. However, I think it's good from a just like memory standpoint to stick out to people, to have mm-hmm. those physical copies to hand out or sell. Yeah. I like selling them for 10 a pop and I make my money back quick on them. But you can, obviously they make great gifts, and they make it, if somebody does you a favor, you throw one at them and they remember you. You know what I mean? When you're, you at this point could make, get fucking CDs pressed and sent to your house, dude. Guys, if you're listening to this, this is going to sound like an advertisement. I'm not getting paid by these people, and they should pay me. They should pay me or press my CDs for free for this one. But the last time I did it, oh, shit, what did I use? What I used DistroKid for all my, like, getting onto different platforms right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I do all of my own YouTube channel maintenance for all
yeah,
my different cool. shit.
I use DistroKid and I upload all my stuff. Real, the only thing that I want to get better on is marketing.
Right.
Yeah, that's really the
that
fucking
out. One big thing for getting better at marketing. Let me try to remember that CD name in a little bit, guys. I want to get back to that because I do want to tell you that that might be go a long way with you. And if it don't think you want that to press them. Fuck my opinion, you know what I mean? A lot of people are going to tell you what they think is best for you, and you got to wade
right.
through the opinions and decide what's cool for you and what you want to do, what you'll be happy with, right? But, yeah. Fuck, yeah, I think the weed's getting me off track a lot today, buddy.
Yeah, I'm sorry, let me just fuck up in a bit.
This is a great episode. This is one of the best episodes I've had in a while, though. Thank you for coming on, man.
No problem, bro. You're my boy. I got to come on. So.
Always, dude. Always got an open door for you, bro. Fuck. That CD company name. Damn, I wish I fucking remembered them. There's so many, and they're all competitive these days. I bet, like, look into CD duplication / CD replication. And again, there's so many of them that they're getting really good competitive prices. Like, I had 100 pressed for, like, $96, but I got like one of the better packages. You can get them with different like casings, right? Like you could get
yeah.
it with just a shitty paper case for like $96 for 100, probably. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? But if you got like an actual like little foldable little something, I did mine for like $120 and it worked out great. And I still have one or two of them, but like they went, man. People loved them. And
for
you
sure.
design all the artwork and submit it. You got to do some proofs, you know, and they let you know if it doesn't work or not. But whatever covering you want, my buddy used them. And literally his fucking last EP was called, like, Suicide Sympathies. And the fucking album cover was he blew his head off. And it was, like, as freaking insane as it could be. And they were like, cool, it looks good. You know, it looks great.
Yeah.
Man. But look into CD duplication, CD replication. For anybody looking into getting their own CDs pressed for cheap, that's the way to go, okay? They're pretty competitive these days.
So.
Yeah. I have a couple of segments that I normally do. That could help us stay on track a little bit, and maybe we'll talk.
So.
Normally I do like tips for surviving the week. This is for like people who are like fucking struggling this week. They could be musicians, non-musicians, anybody who's listening to this podcast who's just like going through life. Life's hitting them hard, man. You know, I have to have tips for myself to like get me through a rough week too, bro. Do you have any like tips that help you get through a week, a tough week?
Honestly, what helps me get through the week is remembering where I came from and just thinking about how, like, a lot of people either expect you to quit or may feel that you don't, I don't know how to say it. It's basically, I just make sure I keep a level head. I just make sure, like, I always remind myself who I am and what my purpose is and how many people love me. And
that's cool.
Like, I'll be having a bad day or something, and I'll just start thinking about, like, you know, good moments, positive shit, you know, shit that.
Think about where you came from and where being grateful for where you are now is a huge thing for me, dude. Like, I've been in some tough situations and some bad spots, and nothing's as bad as that anymore. You know what I mean? For me, at least. And it might get bad again. Who knows? But, like, for... You never know, man. It's you gotta be grateful for when shit's good, you know?
And even if they're bad, you gotta remember that it's, you know, it's always gonna be hard times, you know? It's about how you overcome them, you know? You can't just, if you're doing bad, you can't just, like, say, I wish this, I wish that. You just gotta do something about it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
The wish that you can wish your life away,
do
right?
Do something about it. Hell yeah.
Change your situation, dude.
Yeah.
100%.
No matter how hard it is, you can do it. As long as you believe in yourself. So yeah. That's my advice. Make it happen. Believe in yourself. You can do it.
Even if your brain can be fucking your biggest critic too, man. No one's meaner to me than this dude up here, you know what I mean? So, like, if you're fucking going through it this week and you're thinking some real, like, self-deprecating thoughts, I want you to tell your brain to fuck off, okay? Like, hey, man, fuck you. I don't even tell that to nobody. You know what I mean?
We're going to talk.
All right. Let's do, like, normally I give, like, a couple tips for musicians specifically, man. Musicians like us, dude, who started at the bottom and they're just trying to figure it out, but they got that heart in them that's like, I don't care what nobody tells me, what nobody thinks of me, how much money's in my pocket for how long, I'm playing music because I'm a musician and I gotta do this, you know what I mean? This is part of me and I'm not gonna be happy unless I do that. So we're talking to those people like us and we're giving them tips, A, to either be a better musician or to deal with being a musician, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because a lot of times, you know what I'm saying, it is, you know. I know a lot of people, like, even, like, for instance, when I came on, and I was like, it's not going crazy or whatever. Like, honestly, like, I should feel, you know what I'm saying, like, no matter how many views I got or whatever, I still accomplished dropping some music, you know. This what I love doing. So as long as I'm doing my passion, that's what it should, you know.
Right.
Hell yeah.
I'll tell you what, man. I always, when I was growing up, I always told myself, I want to be a rock star. I want to be a rock star. And I thought that, like, being a rock star meant I had to be, like, playing at Madison Square Garden or on tour half to three quarters of the year and have, like, major labels dropping my fucking record. The rock star's up here, dude. Being a rock star's up here. So, like, I'm probably one of the fucking few people who thinks they're an actual rock star in St. Louis. Low-key, because you gotta, like you said, you gotta remember where you're from, you gotta remember what your situation is, and where you're at, right? You know what I mean? You gotta keep it all in perspective. But it helps me enjoy the little wins along the way, because as you said, sometimes when you're kind of at the bottom, starting out, it's hard to enjoy those little wins, right?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? You
sure.
Don't think it's a little win. You're just like, whatever, and you brush it off and you forget about it. But you need to enjoy that shit. And, you know, fucking every time I'm packing up a show and loading in, loading out, I feel like a goddamn champion, you know?
Hell yeah. As you should, bro. So.
I always have to throw this tip in there. Make sure you guys keep practicing. Whatever fucking instrument, craft,
for sure.
Art, it doesn't happen. You don't get good unless you put the time in, man. 100%.
Yeah. Sure.
And we already kind of touched on this, guys, but if you're a musician out there, rapper, beat producer, guitarist, whatever you're trying to do in music, man, don't give up and don't get down on yourself. Just keep doing and change your situation, okay? Right on, dude.
All it takes is one listen, man.
Yeah. And one thing, dude, I got to push myself. I can be a homebody, Okay? I can be a motherfucking homebody if I let myself get away from myself. But the only way you get anywhere or change the situation or get the gig or whatever, meet the person you need for your band or to produce your album, is by going out and doing shit and meeting people, dude. Go to somebody's local show. Go to the fucking bar when you're telling yourself you're going to stay in or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, go. You don't do nothing by staying in. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Let's get off the tips and shit. Normally I do, like, some albums of the week, dude. And obviously, album of the week this week is going to be your singles, right? I want you guys to go look at Looking At Me Now and Huh by D-Boy Santana, okay?
Sure, let's get it.
You can see that really dope album art on the YouTube, so go check out his YouTube too, man. He's subscribe, bro. Follow my man, because, bro, he puts out some mad fire, if you know what I'm saying.
So.
Do you have any albums? Give me one album you're listening to that you're, like, dropped in love with it right now, and one album that, like, really stands out to you that's influenced you.
I'm not gonna fake it, bro. Honestly, whenever I listen to music, I kind of just put my library on shuffle.
Right, most people do. It's no judgment.
Yeah, honestly, not only, like, I've been listening to all my newer music, just making, you know, like, trying to decide which songs I want to drop, stuff like that. And then, honestly, I inspired myself too, because, for instance, the Huh song, it was like, I wanted to, like, try something different. And I think the end result, you know what I'm saying? I liked how the song came out. So that just inspired me, like, keep doing that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, keep messing around. Keep being creative. Keep doing shit not the way I've been doing it, you know? That's tremendous. I like the way you think, bro. You're what we need in the music industry. I'm sick of just, like, the same formula being repeated and repeated and repeated over and over again till it's dead, right? Until we kill either rap or whatever genre we're working on at the time, right?
So, yeah, what's up?
Adding flavors, dude. I love it.
Hell yeah. Always.
You're like Guy Fieri. You're taking him to Flavortown, man. Let's see. Do you have any? One more time. Let these people know what platforms, where you want them to go, and where they can find your all your stuff, dude.
YouTube, Apple Music, Spotify, SoundCloud, every platform,
everything, man. Go find them, Lo. D-Boy Santana.
Yes, sir. Two E's. No space.
You guys got any shows coming up?
Honestly, I was thinking about it's this place out here we got called True Haven. I'm probably just gonna pop in there Friday and, you know, do a little performance. But other than that, no, I haven't booked anything yet.
Dude, go check him out this Friday. I'm going to have this out tonight, man, so it's going to be relevant. Go check him out Friday, June 3rd.
Yeah, thank you on Friday. I'm popping in today. Sure.
Bro, thank you so much for coming on. Anything else you want to throw in here today, man?
Shit. Stay positive. Stay happy. Keep doing what you love. I'm thankful for my family. Thankful for my queen. And all of my fans, everybody that support me, you want to see me win. Because we going to win together. If I win, you win. That's the D-Boy Santana. Looking At Me Now, out now, two singles. Huh? Looking At Me Now, you know what I'm saying? Out now, YouTube. Should be on all platforms shortly.
Let's rack those YouTube views up, people. Come on.
Yes,
D-Boy Santana, man.
Honestly, and that's another thing. These videos, I'm ready to start putting out these videos, man. So you're gonna start seeing some videos soon for sure.
This is gonna sound dumb as hell, so please don't judge me. But do you have a TikTok?
A TikTok? You know what's crazy? I was just telling my queen, I was like, I need to do some TikToks. First I said trillers. He was like, don't nobody do no trillers no more. You need to do a TikTok. So I'm like, all right, I don't see what he's talking about. I might do one.
No, do it. Please. Please.
For sure.
I got you. Whether it's serious or creative or funny or whatever, man, it'll help you get to more of an audience, man. Seriously. I'm just saying that to help you out, hopefully. Go check him out on all social media, too. D-Boy Santana. Am I right? Any weird handles?
No.
It's D-Boy a good Santana. Name, man. It's a good
he
name.
He locked in, man. New music. Looking at me now. The mixtape's coming soon. Tap in with my boy Chris Davis. Podcast. He going strong. We episode 161. You know what I'm saying?
And we're going to keep it going. If you guys want to hear any of my music, man, it's all under Chris Hippie Davis. That's my, like, jazz hop beat stuff, okay? It's more instrumental compositions. But I got a rocking band, one of the most killer St. Louis local bands out there right now. It's called The Forgiving Tree. Go check them out, too, on all platforms. Actually, it's only on YouTube right now, but it will be as soon as we got our demo out there, okay? But check out the demo on YouTube, man. We're racking the views there for now.
So. Hell yeah. Let's get it.
All right. Love
man,
you, man.
Honestly, we gonna talk, man. Hell yeah. Let's get it.
You have a great week, dude. Good luck releasing the mixtape. And anytime you want to come on here and promote anything, come on, man. I always have a great time talking with you. And if Boonie Star ever asks or he's like, yo, why'd you get my man Chris Davis before I did? Let him know he's got an open platform here too, man. We love him.
I guess, bro.
So,
sure.
Hey, I'm going to play Hunt on our way out, man. Thank you again for being here. Everybody, go check out my boy D-Boy Santana. And mad love and respect, everybody. Be good out there. All right. Let's, yeah. Woo!
Give me some water. I had to go give me some money. I know these niggas don't blind. I know these bitches don't love me. I'ma just crank it a notch. Keep eating, that's very important. Real shit, I got it, won't stop. All night and early in mornings. We coming, we straight from the bricks. I might just go give me some ricks. But first, I'ma hit me a lick. You know that I'm sliding with gang. You know I'ma slide in the beach. You know I came in with a fire. You know that we ready to hit. Oh yeah, we straight from the bottom. And I'm going for throttle. Been on this shit since a bottle. I get this shit from my mama. Bad as legit in Tyler. I'm talking Hakuna Matata. Bitch, I go to a garden. I got this shit on my mind. I got this shit on my back. Don't worry, I'm doing this fine. I'm focused on spinning that crack. I'm blooded so nigga is bright. I'm rolling with six, no care. Them 20s is having my back. I had to go give me some guap. I had to go give me some money. I know these niggas don't blind. I know these bitches don't love me. I'ma just crank it a notch. Keep eating, that's very important. Real shit, I grind it, won't stop. All night, yeah, early in mornings. We coming, we straight from the bricks. I might just go give me some ricks. But first, I'ma hit me a lick. You know that I'm sliding with gang. You know I'ma slide in the beach. You know I came in with a fire. You know that we ready to hit. Oh yeah, we straight from the bottom. Oh yeah, we straight from the bottom. Oh yeah, we straight from the